Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
to magnify the Lord. We come to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Truly, he is the true and the living God. I proclaim today that he has all power in his hand, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. For there is nothing too hard for God. You are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast from the Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center and Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Well, today we are excited about the Word of God. We are so thankful to the Most High God for what His Word means to us in our lives. For the Word of God will give us clarity. The Word of God will give us revelation. The Word of God will give us understanding. The Word of God will make us bold. The Word of God will make us strong. The Word of God will make us faithful in every area of our lives. So today we're here to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God. No, we're not going to the Red Book. We're not going to Oprah Book. We're not going to the bestseller book or program that you may have watched on last week, last year, but we're going to the Word of God. Come on, let's go to Luke, which is found in the New Testament, and we're going to go to that fourth chapter and again at that first verse. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said to him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you today as every day. We thank you, God, for the miraculous. We thank you, God, for you being a miracle-working God. We thank you, God, for you being the great I Am. We thank you, God, for you being the Prince of Peace and the Alpha and Omega. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for being a God at hand and not a God that is afar off. Father, even as the Word of God go forth unto day, God bless the hearers as well as the doers of your Word. And this we will glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Well, on today, we will come to you with a word from the Lord. As every broadcast, we are coming with a word from the Lord. Now, if we would use as a topic today, we would use stand your ground, be alert, and pray. Stand your ground. Be alert and watch and pray. When we look at the of Luke, we see that the Word of God tells us that the being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and they were ended. And after, it was telling us that Jesus was hungry because he had been in the wilderness. So therefore, being in the wilderness for that certain amount of time, the Word of God said that that he, our Lord and Savior Christ, was afterwards hungry. And the devil had said to Jesus, he said, if you be the Son of God, if you be who you say that you are, command this stone that it be made bread. Now, what he wanted to do is to be have authority and power over the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. He wanted to be able to tell Jesus what to do, to dictate to him, to tempt him. He said unto him, you be the Son of God. Command this stone that it be made bread. I want to see you do it. I want you to make this stone bread. He knew that Jesus was hungry. He knew that Jesus, after being in the wilderness for 40 days, he knew that Jesus was hungry and very hungry. So he wanted, he knew that if I tell Jesus, you know, you have to not listen to the enemy. The Bible said the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that is what the devil, Satan, wanted to take his position and tell Jesus to turn that stone into bread. And Jesus said to him, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. See, we live in a time today that man, when I say man and woman and boys and girls, they have to stand their ground. They can't listen to the enemy. The Bible tells us that Jesus knew, and from reading our word and know who God is, we see that the devil, Satan, had no power over God Almighty because he knew who he was, hungry or not. If I wanted to turn the stone into bread, he could have turned that stone into bread. But look who was talking to him. It was Satan was trying to manipulate him. The enemy was trying to come to Jesus in a form of something that he knew that he wanted, neglecting to know that he was God, and he was God all by himself. He was the one that made the heaven. He's the one that made the earth. He was the one that even made him and created him. So Jesus is telling him that man shall not live by bread alone. And no matter how hungry a person may be or how thirsty a person can get, it behooves us to not to yield to temptation, because temptation, yielding to temptation, it is sin. So therefore, he's telling us that man should not live by bread alone. So therefore, it let us know that we can't survive in this world without Christ. We need Christ in our life. We need Christ to be a part of our everyday life. When I said this morning with our topic, stand your ground, be alert, watch, and pray, which means that we have to be alert, and we have to watch, and we have to pray. We cannot yield to the things of this world. We have to be strong and hold our ground. When we're talking about standing, we have to remain in a specified state or condition. We have to take a hold of a particular course. If we're on a course to Christ, if we're standing fast in him, we have to be able to hold on to that position, that mindset that we have in him. We have to not to submit to the things of this world. Jesus knew, hey, I'm not going to submit. You're not going to manipulate me. You're not going to tempt me because you know that I am God. I don't have to prove myself to you because I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. So you don't have to manipulate me. You don't have to try to come to me to tempt me because I'm not going to be tempted. Stand me to undergo a submit. You have to stand in trials. And that is as if Jesus, when he was in the wilderness, when he was there 40 days and 40 nights, he had nothing to eat. And therefore, Satan knew that Jesus was hungry. Same way it is today. When you go through trials, when you go through tribulation in your life, the enemy knows that you're going through certain things that you are trying to stand, and you have to stand like Jesus stands. And therefore, the enemy will come at your weakest point, and he'll try to devour you. So the word of God let us know today that we have to endure as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We have to stand in our trial. And then as the part of the topic, we have to be alert. In other words, Jesus was alert. He knew what Satan was up to. He knew that Satan was not speaking on his behalf. He knew that Satan was trying to come and to take position of authority over him. So therefore, Jesus being God, knowing all things, having all power in his hand, he was fully alert. No matter how hungry he may have been, he knew that anything that he needed, he was able to provide for his own self. So therefore, you have to be alert. Jesus was alert. We have to be fully aware of the trick of the enemy. We have to be attentive. We have to be wide awake. We can't sleep when we know that the enemy is trying to come and to take us out. The enemy wanted Jesus. We began to see in the word of God on this morning, we see how the enemy, not only did he try to tempt him by turning that stone into bread, we're going to see what the enemy tried and how he had tried, what type he used in order to come against Jesus. That tactic that he used, that strategy that he used, is the strategy that he would use against the people of God. Come on. It's that strategy that he'll use upon one that are going through trials in their life. We have to stand fast. And all of us have gone through trials. Many of us have been tested. Don't you know when we look at Abraham, how he was tested? He was tested so many times when he was, when God had told him to leave where he was, leave his mother and father, leave his kindred, go to another country. God was getting him out of there. And yet he had to hold fast, and he had to not yield to temptation and say, no, I'm not going to stay. I'm not going any place. I'm going to stay with my father, and I'm going to stay with my family, and I'm not going to go. But because he loved Jesus, and that's where it is on today, that we have to be alert enough to know that when the enemy is trying to get us out of place, trying to make us miss our blessing, trying to make us not to walk in the authority that God has given us. So, Abraham was also tempted. He was tempted when Jesus had told him to take his son and his only son and sacrifice that son. But yet he recognized that God was God. He recognized that he loved God more than he loved anything. And because he did, God has spoken by angel. God has spoken to him and told him not to sacrifice his son. Why? It is because he was alert because he loved God most of all. So being alert, we have to be fully aware. Being alert, we have to be attentive. People, attention span is not where it should be. We've got to be attentive to the word of God. The word of God said, that word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. In other words, we got to be wide awake, not sleeping, because if we're sleeping, the enemy will tip up, he'll come, and he'll come at our weakest moment, and he'll come against us. So we have to be attentive. We have to stay wide awake. You may be sleeping in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, you got to know the word of God. You got to walk in the word of God, because the enemy will try in order to assassinate you physically, spiritually, and financially. We have to have quick understanding to respond. What did Jesus tell Satan? What did Jesus tell the devil? He said to him, he said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So he was quick to understand. So therefore, we have to be watchful. We have to be men and women on the wall. We have to be watchful for our souls, watching for other people's soul as well. And so, therefore, when we're talking about watchful, what are you talking about, Dr. McCoy? I'm saying that we have to be attentive. We have to be careful. We have to be cautious. We have to keep alert. We have to be awake. We have to keep on God when we're saying, when we're speaking of being watchful. Jesus knew that Satan was in a position to come to him, but he did not have to lose his position as being God. He didn't have to yield to temptation. He didn't have to do what Satan was trying to come against him and trying to make him do. If we listen to Satan and Satan tells Jesus like he did Jesus, like, oh, hey, turn this stone into bread. And because you're listening what Satan says, for Jesus would have listened to what Satan was telling him to do, that it was like, hey, I got you now. I'm going to continually to manipulate. I'm going to continually to tell you things to do. Well, in that fifth verse of the fourth chapter of Luke, and the devil taking him up into a high mountain. He wasn't finished. Just because the enemy will tempt you one time, that doesn't mean that he's finished with you. That doesn't mean that he has given up. No, because he knows who you are, and he's afraid of you, and he knew who Jesus was, but he was just crazy enough that he was going to speak to Jesus, and he was going to think that he was going to cause Jesus to do something that was going to end his life. It says, and the devil take him up into an high mountain, showed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me and to whomsoever I will give it. So he was telling Jesus that he was going to give Jesus all of the glory, all the things that he was looking at, all these nations. He came in and let Jesus see it at just for a moment or so, just to see things that the enemy, that the devil was trying to tempt him with. And the word of God says, he was telling Jesus, he said, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, but it is delivered to me and to whomsoever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours. And that is what the enemy is trying to do today. He is trying to, even as he tempted Jesus, and even as he told Jesus, I'm going to give you all of these things. You're going to have all of this if you're going to fall down and you're going to worship me. But Jesus knew that if anybody was going to be worshipped, he was to be worshipped. And he was the King of Kings. And he was the Lord of Lords. And as people of God, we have to realize that when the devil comes, when temptation comes, he coming in order to destroy us. And the word of God says that Jesus said, get you behind me. Get behind me, Satan. But it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. No, Jesus wasn't too hungry to speak the word. He hadn't lost his senses. He had lost his capacity to think and to know who he was, because he was the word. The word stayed in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. He had lost it no matter what was going on, no matter how long he was fasting. He didn't lose perspective of who he was and what he stood for. The devil wanted to let him know, I'll give you all of these things. All you got to do is fall down. And all you got to do is worship me. And that reminds me of Nebuchadnezzar, how he wanted the people, when he had made this image, 90 feet to 100 feet tall. And he made it so that the people will fall down at the sound of the music and worship that golden image. And he told them, if at the sound of the music and you don't fall down, he said, I'm going to cast you into a burning fire, fiery furnace. And that's where the enemy would get many of us. Come on. That he will come and he will try. He's a trickster. He's Satan. He's a devil. He's a fool. He will try to come and he will try to tempt man and woman, boys and girls, to do things that are not of God. That's how Nebuchadnezzar did the people that he was ruled over. And let me tell you, fear will cause you to lose your soul. Fear will cause you not to inherit the kingdom of God. What happened is that in time of Nebuchadnezzar, the king, there were many people. They was fearful. So they began to bow down to the image at the sound of the music, at the sound of the flute, at the sound of the horn. They began to bow down because of the fact they weren't ready to give up what they had. They weren't ready to give up the house. They weren't ready to leave that car that they had, that Mercedes-Benz, that Cadillac, that Honda, or whatever they were driving, or whatever you may be driving. You weren't ready to give that job up. They weren't ready to give up that family. Why? Because of the fact that that was their love, that was their life, that was what they were focusing on. And so therefore, the devil, Nebuchadnezzar, came, and that the devil used Nebuchadnezzar to speak to the people in that manner and to build that golden image. And that's why we have to read the word of God. See, God gives us an example as to how to stand in the time of trial, in the time of tribulation, in the time that turmoil, when we go through things in our life. Oh, I love when he said, get you behind me, Satan. But it is written. If you don't know what's written, how are you going to get the enemy off of your back? If you don't know what's written in the word of God, the word says you shall worship the Lord, your God, and him only shall you serve. So therefore, Jesus let him know, I'm not bowing down to you. I'm not going to serve you. Have you lost your mind? I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to stand on the word, and that's what God wants his people to do, to stand on the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Yes, temptation will come. Yes, tribulation will come. But we have to stand on the word of God. And then the word said he brought him to Jerusalem, and he set him on a spindle of the temple and said to him, if you be the Son of God, come on. You say you saved. You say you sanctified. You say you holy. You say you filled with the Spirit. You say you've been saved 5 years. You say you've been saved 15 years. You say that you know God. So this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. Now, he's talking to Jesus right now, but I'm paraphrasing it for you and I to understand what God is saying to us on this morning. And he brought Jesus to Jerusalem, set him on a spindle of a temple, said to him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. He was trying to kill him. He was trying to take his life. Because you know who you are. Come on, fall on down. I'm going to put you on this house. And all you got to do, fall. If you be the Son of God, if you who you say that you are, cast yourself down from here. But it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. Listen to that, the devil, quoting the word. This is what the devil said here in the 10th chapter. He knew what the word said, so he was quoting the word. This is what he said. Listen now. He said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands, they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Now, he was trying to pad it. He knew what the word said. The devil know what the word said. The devil sometimes can quote the word more than Christians can quote the word. And then he'll use it for his satisfaction. He'll use it to tempt you and me and anybody else. If he tempts Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, don't be a fool. He will tempt you as well. He told Jesus, listen, he said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. Hey, the angels are going to take charge over you. Go ahead and fall on down to keep you. And in their hand they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. And this is what Jesus said to the devil. He said, it is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You don't tempt me. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. I am God. I am the Lord God. I have all power in my hand. I made heaven. I made earth. I made the firmament. I made the stars. I made creation. I made the lions. I made the bears. I made the sun and the moon. I made Adam. I made Eve. And I even created you. So, no, I'm not going to do it. You're not going to tempt me. For the word said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And that 13th verse says, and when the devil had ended all of the temptation, he departed from him for a season. He departed for a season. He tried to make Jesus give in. Just like he'll try to make you give in. Just like he'll try to make you throw your hands up in the air. Just like he'll try to make you pull your hair out. Just like he'll try to make you curse and swear. Don't tell me that he won't try to do this. The same way he'll come He hasn't stopped coming. The same way he came to Jesus, there may be different things that he'll do, but he'll come in all kinds of ways in order to tempt you. But the word tells us to be not weary. Come on. You may go through trials. You may go through tribulation in your life. Don't be weary. Don't give up. But stand your ground. Remain in the position that God has put you in. He put you in a position to walk in the newness of life, so that old things will pass away and all things will become new. You have to submit to God. You don't have to submit to Satan. You don't submit to the devil. You don't let him steer your car, because if you let him steer your car, he's going to take you and your car out of commission. You have to stand upon the word of God. It let us know that Jesus went through trials. He went through things in his life. He went through it because he was letting us know that even as he had gone through things in his life, it let us know that we too, as believers, we're going to go through things in our lives. As people, we're going to go through things in our lives. But we don't have to give up. Don't you see when Nebuchadnezzar did what he did, there were three young men of God that stood the test, that they say, no, we're not going to bow down. Okay, they had respect for King Nebuchadnezzar, because you know what? It was in, all three of them was in position. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I know where I'm going. I'm still talking about temptation. I'm still talking about stand your ground. And they had to stand their ground. They weren't, it, no matter what the king said they were going to do to them, even when the king said that, I'm going to give you another chance. And that's how the devil tried to do. I'm going to give you another chance. That's what he told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm going to give you another chance. We're going to play this music again. And when you hear the sound of all of these musical instruments, all you got to do is fall down. I'm making it easy for you. And that's what the devil is trying to tell you, that I'm going to make it easy for you. Just go ahead and fall on down and just go ahead and worship me, because that's what, essentially, that's what they was trying to do to Jesus. Fall down. Remember, fall down and worship me. But the word of God, the hero of Israel, the Lord that God is one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and thy spirit. We got to love God with every part of us. And if we love God with every part of us, then we're not falling down to the things of this world. But first of all, we got to be full of God's spirit. We got to get God's spirit on the inside. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went about to bow. They knew that the king meant what he said. They knew that the king was going to put them into that fiery furnace. And you know what? After he had gave them that second time, that time to bow down, you know what happened? If they didn't bow down, they told him they weren't going to do it. I mean, he was furious. He was furious. And he told them to make that furnace even hotter. One time more, make it even harder. Make the fire even more hotter than what it was supposed to be. But it didn't scare them. It didn't scare them. And it shouldn't scare us, because they weren't thinking about the positions that they had. They weren't thinking about, oh, I'm not going to be over the kingdom anymore. I'm not going to be in position of leadership anymore. I'm not going to be able to keep it anymore. So I don't want to, I'm not going in there. No, they didn't say that. Because there are pressures in our life. I'm just trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to go through pressures. Pressure in our life. Like they're trying to pressure Jesus. It's like people try to pressure you with drugs. Don't let the enemy destroy you because of drugs. Don't let the enemy destroy you because of praises of delight, whatever it may be. Don't let the enemy destroy you. So therefore, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king, Nebuchadnezzar had them to throw, to put them into the fire furnace. But the men that put them in there, that furnace was so hot and it was so heated that the one got burned up. They put them in there, and those men, they was willing to lose their lives. And don't tell me it wasn't hot. It was going to burn up the people that was going to put them inside of there. They threw them in there with their clothes on. And know what? They was walking around in that fiery furnace. When the king looked inside of there, he looked and he said, didn't I put three men in there? Then I put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in there. I see someone like the Son of God. Ha! I see another individual. I see somebody like the Son of God. Come on. Even in the fire, God will be with you in the fire. Even in trials and tribulation, God will be with you when it seems like there's so much pressure that you can't get through certain things in your life. You got to know that God will bring you out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. God did not let those Hebrew men burn up in that fire. And the king had to take them out of that fiery furnace. And it wasn't even a smell of smoke upon them. Read the word. They weren't even singed. The hair wasn't burnt. Clothes weren't burnt. They weren't burnt. Why? Because they trusted in God. Am I saying for you to get into a fiery furnace? No. That's temptation. God didn't tell you to do that. Don't get in a furnace of fire. Don't walk through fire. Don't eat through fire. Don't swallow fire. Don't throw gasoline on yourself and think you're going to walk out. You're tempting God like the enemy tried to tempt Jesus. You're going to be a goner. You're going to be gone. You're going to be sinned. Why? Because you tempted God. But I am telling you that you have to surrender your mind, your heart, your soul to Christ. You have to know that you are a solid foundation. And one of the things, part of the topic this morning is to watch and to pray. And that's what the Word of God says. We're going to have to watch and pray. Man should always pray and not to faint. Prayer bridges the gap between heaven and earth. If we don't pray, we're going to be in danger of not receiving the blessings of God. We have to pray. And the word says, man should pray always. That's the praying as God instructs us. We're praying because the Word of God tells us we pray. We're praying for our continuing salvation. We're praying that God would keep our mind, our heart, our soul, and our spirit. We're praying that other souls will be won into the kingdom of God. We are praying that the harvest that is plentiful, that there'll be more labor into the harvest. We're praying that God keep us in perfect peace. He said if he keep us in perfect peace, he that keep his mind upon him, God will keep us in perfect peace. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we have given you the Word of God. I hope you did not miss it. The topic again is stand your ground. Be alert and watch and pray. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast from Pastor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Again, we're located at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you, God, we magnify your name. Lord, we lift your name up high. Father, we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. God, your word say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn away from their wicked ways, you say, God, that you will hear from heaven. You say, God, that you will forgive the sin. And you say, God, that you will heal the land. God, this morning, our land needs to be healed. God, this morning, God, we need you, God, to touch the people, God, to touch them, to bring about increase inside of them. God, let them walk in the authority of your word. God, wake them out of sleep. God, cause them, Father, to stand on holy ground. God, cause them, God, to keep their position in you, God. Cause them, Father, to be alert. Cause them, Father, to watch and to pray. Father, we ask thee, Lord God, Father, those that are not saved, we pray, God, in your and Father, the name of Jesus, that you will save them, that you will sanctify them, God, that you will cause them, Father God, to live this life so that they can live again. God, that they too will be watchmen on the wall. They too, God, will go rejoicefully into the harvest. Father, I ask thee, God, to do it even now. God, I come against every work of the enemy, every work of Satan, every satanic force, every work of darkness, every hoodoo, every voodoo, every black and white magic, God, I come against this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask thee, Lord God, to have your way. God, heal the sick. God, raise the dead. Father God, cause people to be vibrant in you. Cause them, Father God, to know that they don't have to give up, Father God, but they, Father God, only have to give their lives to you. And God, that they can, so that they can trust you, God, so that they can walk steadfast before you, God, that they won't be shakable and unmovable. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, for this, God, we will glorify and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, may God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in, and may you be blessed in your coming out. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Be blessed today, and every day is our prayer.